We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274. Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Get connected to your VA benefits. Years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVS. Or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon Dr. Heckler was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, it's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court.
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Pickwell High School's Garber Gymnasium. I'm Jeff Bray, along with Mike Wick. Tonight, our second contest of the evening here on scoresbroadcast.com. It features the Jackson Center Tigers against the Bradford Railroaders. The Jackson Center Tigers come into tonight's game at 17-5 on the season, 9-3 in the Shelby County League. The Bradford Railroaders, 2-20 and 0-12 in the Cross County Conference. Tonight's contest is brought to you in part by our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its Western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine of Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports coverage around. In case you missed it earlier, the Fairlawn Jets ended their season with a defeat to the Covington Buccaneers. The final score was 67-59. And in a game that just took place between that one and this one, the Troy Christian defeated Ansonia, and so they will move on in advance and will play Covington next Thursday night here at Pickwa's Garber Gym. The winner of this contest tonight between the Jackson Center Tigers and the Bradford Railroaders will play Rushi next week. Rushi with a bye in the first round of the tournament, so they await the winner of tonight's game. Bradford Railroaders come in tonight at 2-20, as we mentioned, 0-12 in the Cross County Conference. The two teams that they did defeat were Miami Valley and Middletown Christian. Bradford is coached by Jay Hall, and speaking with Jay, he talked about when he took over the program, the team was on a 45-game losing streak, had not won a game since 2017, but during the 2018-19 season, they averaged losing by 43 points a game, and the two things that he's focused on the most were point differential and turnover percentage from last year to this year. This year, the Bradford Railroaders have averaged losing by 26 points a game. This year, they've also won two games, or 2-20. Their turnover percentage was 47%, this year down to 34%. So basically what they've done has been just working on making improvements where improvements need to be made. One step forward, two step back type deal basically is what Coach Jay Hall says it's been. It's been a tough thing, a tough road to hoe, but he's working hard. The kids are working hard. They've had some game where they would lose by 50, and then they'd make some progress. They do have one player averaging double figures in scoring. He's not been playing, though, since January 24th. He broke his wrist, and he shoots left-handed. Broke it against Franklin Monroe that night. His name, Parker Davidson, a 6'1 freshman. He averages 16 points a game, 5 rebounds a game. His cast just came off on Monday, but he will not be playing. And right now, Bradford doesn't have anyone else averaging over 6 points a game. But occasionally they do have guys score 10 or more. They got Tavon Leach, Connor Jones, Gage Wills, and Keegan Fair all have had double-figure scorings nights this season. Their opponent, the number one-seeded Jackson Center Tigers, who are coached by Scott Elkert, who's in his 20th season. The Jackson Center Tigers feature a couple of starters on their team. Aiden Reichert, who's a junior, named the first team player of the year in Shelby County Athletic League. And also Christopher Elkert is a senior for Jackson Center, was a honorable mention for the Shelby County Athletic League as well. Notable injury to mention tonight is Sosby for Jackson Center. Trevor Sosby will not be playing. He does have an injury that he's dealing with. Has not played since the first week of January. Still not quite cleared to go yet. When it comes to the Jackson Center Tigers, we mentioned 17-5 on the season. Leading scorer is Aiden Reichert at 19.3 points and 7 rebounds a game. And then it falls off considerably. It goes down to Chris Elkert at 7 points a game. And then the rest of the support team, though, has done a good job for the Tigers all year long. Want to say thank you to Hoying and Hoying Builders and Pinnacle Sports, new sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. And when we come back, we will have the starting lineups, the tip, and all the play-by-play for you here in our second contest of the evening. It's Jackson Center and Bradford coming up next here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
And welcome back to Pickwell High School. Jeff Bray and Mike Wick with you. Our nightcap, Jackson Center and Bradford, taking a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First of all, for the Bradford Railroaders, who will be the guest on the scoreboard tonight. They're in their dark black uniforms with orange piping, orange lettering, white numerals. Keegan Fair, a 6-foot senior and wing player. Gage Willis, 6'1" and a junior. Connor Jones, a 6-foot junior. Taven Leach, 6'2" and a junior. And rounding out the starting five for Bradford, Landon Monin, a 5'8" freshman. Also look for some play coming off the bench from senior Gavin Trevino. And Parker Davidson, as we mentioned, the freshman with the leading score, 16 a game. He's out with an injury. For the Jackson Center Tigers, Christopher Elkert, 5'10", a senior, averaging 7 points a game. Garrett Heitkamp, 5'11", senior. It gets the start tonight. Garrett Pringer, 6 foot and a senior, 3 points a game. Aiden Reichert, 6'5", junior, leading score for the Tigers at 19.3 a game. They're rounding out the starting five for Jackson Center. Camden Reese, 6'2", freshman at 4 points a game. Both teams take to center court, and the tip-off, and we are underway. Tip controlled by the Jackson Center Tigers. They'll be moving from right to left as we're looking at the four here from Garby Jim. Quickly pass down in the post. Goes to Camden Reese, and he lays it up and in, and very quickly, within the first 5 seconds, Jackson Center has an early 2-0 lead. Bradford Railroaders on offense now. They look like they're facing a man-to-man defense being employed here by the Jackson Center Tigers. Taven Leach with the basketball. Out top it goes to Wills. Wills looking for a place to go with it. Finally shoots it over in the corner to, and back out top. It goes to Keegan Fair. Fair hands it off to Jones. Jones back to Fair. Bradford being very patient. And here's a steal. Midcourt. On the run out for Jackson Center. It's Christopher Elker and he scores. 4-0, Jackson Center with the early lead. We played 1 minute. Bradford Railroaders with the basketball, walking it across the timeline, is their point guard, Landon Monin. Monin hands it off to Gage Wills. Wills back to Monin. Monin looks for a teammate, finally hands it off to Keegan Fair. Fair back to Monin, who resets the offense at the top of the key between the circles. Right side it goes, Taven Leach. Leach with a dribble drive and an offensive foul as he used a forearm to try to create space. And that's going to send the basketball back to Jackson Center. Gage Wills with his first, team's first.
They actually called that on 23 on Garrett Pringer.
Yeah, I kind of thought it was player control foul, but it was an illegal screen, so my mistake. Jackson Center now with the basketball. Near side, top of the key. Now bounce pass, inside it goes. Camden Reese misses, gets his own rebound, tries to go up again, but he's fouled on the arm. It looks like he's grabbed that time by Gage Wills. If that is on Gage Wills, that'll be, no, I'm sorry, it was on Fair. So at first I thought Wills picked up a quick second. They're going to call it a common foul. He was starting to shoot, but he got grabbed just before he went up for the shot. So Jackson Center inbounds the ball. Here's a three-point well foot on the line, but it's no good by Garrett Heitkamp. Rebound, stick back.
By Reese.
By Reese, and Jackson Center now leads 6-0. 6:05 to play opening quarter. Tigers, the number one seed in the tournament, with the early 6-0 lead over the Bradford Railroaders. With the basketball for Bradford is Keegan Fair. Fair hits it to Gage Wills. Wills gets it back to Fair as they play pass at the top of key. Now it goes left side over to Connor Jones. Jones finds Landon Monin. Monin with a drive and then up. No good. Rebound kicked around and finally brought down into the hands of Aiden Reichert. He brings it down. Bounce pass it goes to Pringer and he lays it up and in. And timeout called by Bradford. Jackson Center out to an early lead with 5:35 to play opening quarter. Jackson Center 8, Bradford nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
Coming out of the timeout, Bradford with the basketball, trailing 8-0 to the Jackson Center Tigers. Into the front court now it goes for the Railroaders, Keegan Fair. Off to Gage Wills, back to Fair. Tigers now look like they may be dropping. No, they're still man-to-man. Oh, and it's knocked away. Stolen away. Aiden Reichert down to the other end. Up, and oh, it came out. But a rebound by the Tigers to Christopher Elkert and a nice, well, it was a good attempt to a save by Heitkamp, but he stepped on the baseline out of bounds.
Tell you, that ball was halfway through the
It was halfway down. And somehow popped back out. He looked kind of like he got caught between wanting to dunk it or lay it in, and I think that's kind of what happened there. Bradford with the ball, trailing 8-0, 4:55 to go opening quarter. Keegan Fair with the basketball. We got a whistle and an offensive foul called again on Bradford, and it was against Fair, so that time he did use the elbow. Second foul on Fair, and third foul, team foul for the Bradford Railroaders. The Tigers yet to commit a personal foul. 8-0, Jackson Center with 4:51 to play, opening quarter. Tigers with the basketball, across the timeline it comes. Christopher Elkert with the basketball. Gets it to Heitkamp. Heitkamp to Elkert. Elkert over now on the right side. It goes to Pringer. Here's a long three shot from Christopher Elkert. And it's 11-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Bradford Railroaders down 11-0, approaching the halfway mark here of quarter number one. Railroaders, Gage Wills. Wills kicks it out to a teammate.
There he got one.
Taven Leach, and he fires from three, and it's good. Taven Leach. 11-3, our score. Jackson Center on top. Kind of a four-corner type offense right now. Spread offense a little bit here by the Tigers. The right corner it goes. Jackson Center with the basketball. Pringer kicks it out to Heitkamp. Heitkamp with a three ball. It's off the rim, no good. Offensive rebound inside. Dish down to Reichert. Spin move in the paint.
Nice
up and good.
Nice left-handed shot.
Reichert with a nice little spin move. Put it in with the left hand. 3:38 to play opening quarter. 13-3. Our score, Jackson Center on top by 10. Bradford with the ball near steal at midcourt by Reichert, but Bradford able to recover. With the basketball is Taven Leach. Leach now gets the ball over to Gavin Trevino, who's into the ball game for the Railroaders. Trevino, a 5'8" senior.
It looks like the Railroaders are having a rough time getting that ball inside.
Jackson Center employs such a sticky defense. Bradford having a time, but they're being patient. They're working it around.
They are.
The key will be not to turn the ball over too many times to that sticky defense, to try to keep yourself as close as you can in this game. Bradford still on a weave play. Here's a
nice move.
Nice little move inside by Tavon Leach. And kind of like a half right-handed hook, it rolls around the rim and falls through.
He's got all five of their points.
13-5. Jackson Center on top by 8. 2:40 to play opening quarter. With the basketball is Aiden Reichert. Gets it left side to a teammate, now far right corner. It's a three shot, and it's good. Sport, Garrett Pringer, the 6-foot senior, averaging a three a game, and he's already got his average.
Yes.
With one shot. 16-5, Jackson Center on top by 11. 2:20 to play opening quarter.
Yeah, so that gives him five.
He's already beat his average.
Yeah.
All right. Tavon Leach with the basketball to Gage Wills. Here's a shot inside the paint, off the rim, no good. Rebound Tigers. Here comes Jackson Center. They want to run with it in a hurry. It's Eichert. Eichert down low.
Charge.
Charge, and that's going to go against Aiden Reichert. He dished it off, went down low key, got the ball back, and ran over his defender as he went to put the shot up. Reichert's first foul of the night. Team's first. Gives the ball back to Bradford, now with under 2 minutes to play opening quarter. 16-5, Jackson Center on top by 11. With the basketball now, the Railroaders have it. Connor Jones looking inside, can't find any help. Now hands it off to Tavon Leach. Leach, right side pass to Trevino. Trevino looks inside, can't find any help. Gets it out top to Wills. Wills being guarded heavily out top by Aiden Reichert. Reichert at 6'5" in the middle, Mike, makes it hard to find anybody in the middle to throw it to.
Absolutely.
Here's a shot off the backboard, doesn't draw any iron. Rebound comes down to the Tigers. Clay Akers with it, who's into the ball game now, gets it off to Christopher Eichert. Eichert on the left side, back to Akers. He fakes a three, gets it back to Eichert. It's nearly stolen, but a nice recover. Here's a no-look pass. Inside it goes to Jaron Reese, and he scores. Nice play, nice pass, nice finish. 18-5, Jackson Center on top. 55 seconds to play, first quarter. Bradford with the basketball, top the key, Tavon Leach. He goes over to Trevino on the left side, still behind the arc. Top of the key, it goes to Connor Jones. Jones to Leach, back to Jones. Back to Wills. Wills over to Jones. Trevino now between the circles, being guarded out top by Jaron Reese, who just made that last bucket for Jackson Center. We're down to 30 seconds to play opening quarter. Bradford just looking for an open man somewhere in that Tiger defense that you can get an open pass to and have a chance for a decent shot. This is Landon Monin with it. Oh, and here's a Trevino with an inside pass.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to bounce pass, but it was kicked by Jaron Reese out of bounds. Kick ball and we'll reset. 14.5 to play. Opening quarter. 18-5 our score. Jackson Center on top. Again, winner of this game gets the Rushi Raiders next Thursday night here at Pickwa's Garby Gym. We're down to 10 seconds to play. Bradford with the basketball. It's Monin. Monin over to a teammate. Tavon Leach, he tries to go inside. 2-1, Jackson Center steals. Shot at the buzzer, no good, and that's the end of our first quarter. We've played one here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Our score, Jackson Center 18, Bradford 5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in. And I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. And it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
S-C-O-R-E-S. Scores, scores, scores.
Pickwell High School. Quarter number two underway. I'm Jeff Bray with Mike Wick, courtside with you here at Pickwell's Garbage Gym on scoresbroadcast.com. Bradford Railroaders with possession to start the second quarter. Here's a pass attempt inside, attempted for Austin Crickmore, who's in the game now for Bradford. It's knocked away by the Tigers and stolen. Jackson Center with the basketball, up 13. We've played a half minute here in quarter number two, 18-5. Jackson Center on top. This is Christopher Elkert on top with the basketball. He hands off to Jaron Reese. Reese being guarded by Trevino. Weak play inside. Now a dish inside. It goes to Jaron Reese. Reese loses the handle on it. Camden Reese picks it up. And it's a scrum for it on the floor.
It's not going to be Jackson's ball.
Tie up, and Jackson Center will keep possession. We got word that the Sydney Yellow Jackets are up four on Fairmont with 3 minutes to go down at Centerville. Hopefully the Jackets can hang on and pull that one out in an opening round win. Jackson Center's Mason Platfoot into the game now. He's got it at the top of the key. Left side it goes. Clay Akers from three off the rim. Nope. Rebound Bradford, and the Railroader player with the rebound, Connor Jones, falls to the floor with the ball in his hand. First we thought it was travel, but he was pushed. Foul is on Camden Reese. That'll be his first, team second. 18-5. Jackson Center on top of Bradford. 6:50 to play first half. Trevino with the basketball, left side. He looks up top, finds Connor Jones. Jones gets it over to Landon Monin. Monin tries to go inside to Austin Crickmore. We got a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Jackson Center's Camden Reese.
That's the second.
Camden Reese picks up two quick ones, so he'll come out. Replacing him will be Aiden Reichert, the 6'5 junior, returns to the floor for the Jackson Center Tigers. Crickmore will throw it in for Bradford to the left of their own basket. And here's a bad pass. It's thrown right into the hands of Mason Platfoot. Platfoot gets the ball to Aiden Reichert. Reichert on the left baseline. Shot no. In the middle. Platfoot. Good. Mason Platfoot, a little five-footer. He picked up the garbage and was able to put it in.
Yep.
20-5 our score. Jackson Center up 15. 6:20 to play. Second quarter. This is Taven Leach with the basketball. Back over to Connor Jones. Jones to Leach. Back to Jones. Gavin Trevino now with the basketball. He can't find anybody. Has that look of frustration like somebody should have cut and nobody did. That top to Crickmore it goes. Crickmore with it. He gets rid of it. And down inside it goes out of bounds. And Jackson Center knocked it out. It'll stay with Bradford. Austin Crickmore, a 6'3 junior. He'll trigger the ball in for the Railroaders. Looks. Finally, he tries to get it into Landon Mona, but it's swiped and knocked away by Christopher Elkert.
Bradford's having a hard time moving that ball in.
Hard time getting it in. And when you got a guy like Aiden Reichert at 6'5 jumping in front of you, it makes it a little tough. Here's a little spin move in the paint. Left-handed runner put up. No good. Off the glass. Jackson Center down with a rebound. Here come the Tigers. Coming the other way with it is Christopher Elkert. Elkert finds a teammate, Platfoot. Flatfoot back to Elkert. Elkert this time gets it over right side to Clay Akers. Clay Akers being guarded closely by Landon Monin. And now it goes to Aiden Reichert. Reichert left side to Jaron Reese. Reese back to Platfoot. Platfoot top of the key. Right wing it goes now to Clay Akers. Akers being guarded heavily there by Gavin Trevino. Top of the key it goes. Jaron Reese, he thought about it. Now dribble drives the lane. Shovels it off to a teammate at the baseline. Back out behind the three-point line. And a blocking foul against Bradford. That's going to be on Connor Jones. Common foul. Out of bounds. Jones is first. Team's fourth.
That's correct.
Reichert will trigger it in for the Tigers. On the move, he hands it in to Christopher Elkert. Elkert inside it goes. Platfoot, right side, good.
He was wide open.
In. What a beautiful play.
That was nicely run.
Three passes, it never hit the floor. 22-5, Jackson Center on top of Bradford. 4:55 to play, second quarter. Railroaders with the basketball. Off top, it's Landon Monin to Crickmore. Crickmore to Trevino. Trevino gets it back out top to Jones. Jones now finds Crickmore. He's being guarded there by Eckert. Trying to find a man inside. Can't find him. One has to go back out top to Jones. Jones looks left side. Decides against that. and hangs on to it. Between the circles, he dribbles the ball, and he's being guarded there by Jaron Reese. Hands it off to Landon Monin. Monin for the Railroaders tries to set up a play. 4:25 to play, second quarter, 22-5, Jackson Center on top. This is Trevino. Trevino gets it over to Leach. Leach back to Crickmore. Bradford working the ball around the perimeter. He's trying to find some kind of opening in that Jackson Center defense to get a good shot. Just not able to do it. Here's a bounce pass. Goes into Monin. Monin with a shot in the paint. It's short. No good. Out of bounds. Ball to Jackson Center. Boy, give the Tigers credit, Mike. That sticky perimeter defense is making it really, really hard for Bradford to find anybody open inside at all.
Absolutely, and at that point, it's going to be a very quick game.
4:04 to play, first half, 22-5, Jackson Center.
Reporting in for Jackson Center was Carson Regula.
Regula seeing some action now here for the Tigers. Mike mentioned 5'10" sophomore for the Tigers.
There's a... Aiden
Riker with a nice shot for the Tigers. Gives them a 24-5 lead. 3:40 to play first half. Trevino between the legs with the dribble. Out top it goes to Leach. Leach to Jones out, and it goes out of bounds as Connor Jones was fired a bullet underneath.
He was expecting somebody to be there.
Somebody was supposed to cut, and nobody did. Bounces off the mat underneath the basket here at Pickwell High School.
Reporting in for the Tigers will be Garrett Heitkamp.
Garrett Heitkamp into the lineup. Jackson Center basketball. 3:30 left to play. First half. 24-5 Jackson Center. Tigers with the ball. Riker looks to a teammate. That's Christopher Elkert up. Off the rim. No good from three. Rebound down to the Railroaders. Gage Wills with the rebound. Hands it off in backcourt to Taven Leach, who will bring it across the timeline. Gavin Trevino with the basketball between the circles. Over goes to Connor Jones, looks inside, tries to get it to Gage Wills.
That's not
going to
work.
Picked off. Picked off by Aiden Reichert. Reichert's just too tall to get that ball over. Here's a long three ball for Jackson Center. Count it for Christopher Elkert. 2:50 to play, second quarter. 27-5 our score, Jackson Center. Comfortably on top of Bradford. Trevino with the basketball. Gets it over to Leach. Leach nearly knocked down but keeps his balance. Now hands it off to Gage Wills. Wills gets it to a teammate, Keegan Fair. Fair back to Wills. Again, Bradford trying to do something to beat that tough man-to-man defense, and they just can't get anybody open and inside the perimeter to get a shot. Trevino looks, thinks better of it as he's guarded there by Carson Regula. Right side it goes for Bradford. With the basketball is Keegan Fair. Fair trying to drive. Now does have a man open underneath, and he gets it to his teammate Gage Wills. He turns and missed.
And meet 6'5".
Yep, you tried to go against Aiden Reichert again, and again it was met with resistance. Here it is from three. Aiden Reichert, top of the key, no good. Rebound Bradford. Here they come the other way. Trevino. Trevino gets it off to Keegan Fair from
three.
And that's a three for Keegan Fair. That time, Bradford just simply beat Jackson Center back down the floor. Minute 35 to play, second quarter, 27-8. Jackson Center on top. This is Platfoot from three. It's off. Barely grazed iron. Oh, what a collision underneath. Jackson Center's Garrett Heitkamp collided with Carson Regula. And I don't think either one of them thought that felt good.
No.
Anyway, ball goes back to the Railroaders. Gavin Trevino will bring it across the timeline. 1:22 to play. Second quarter, 27-8 our score. Jackson Center on top of Bradford. Keegan with the basketball. Oh, and it's nearly stolen by Eichert. And now in the paint it goes, and a runner down the middle of the lane and off the backboard and good. Gage Wills, a 6'1 junior, scores for the Bradford Railroaders. 1 minute left to go, second quarter. 27-10 our score. Jackson Center on top. Tigers with the ball. Garrett Heitkamp with it. Right side it goes to Christopher Elkert. Elkert back to Eichert. Reichert, I should say. Oh, and here's a three taken by Jackson Center's Carson Regula. It's off the rim, no good. Trevino hurries the other way. Nearly palmed the basketball.
Almost,
got away with it. He's looking for a place to drive. Can't find any place. Hands it back off to Taven Leach, who will reset the offense. We're down to 30 seconds to play, second quarter. Keegan Fair with it. Nowhere to go. Tried to go right baseline. Quickly was cut off there by Christopher Elkert. Down to 20 seconds to play. Oh, nearly stolen by the Tigers. Reichert, and now...
pass through his hands.
Okay. I say I turned and missed it for a second, but an errant pass goes through the hands. Jackson Center will get it with 16 seconds to play here in the half. 27-10, Tigers lead. Look for them to take a last shot. Across the timeline they come. Resistance met. Elkert with it. Left side it goes behind the arc. Three-point shot. Regula, no. Rebound on the play by Heitkamp. No. Tip again by Regula, no. And that's the end of our first half. We played one half of basketball in tonight's second game here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. Our score at halftime, the Jackson Center Tigers 27, the Bradford Railroaders 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
And welcome back to Pickwa High School's Garbage Gym. I'm Jeff Bray with Mike Wick, sitting in tonight for Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee, who'll be back with you on Monday. Again, earlier tonight, in case you missed it, the Covington Buccaneers defeated the Fairlawn Jets 67-59. And here at our halftime in our second contest, Jackson Center leads Bradford at the break 27-10. Taking a look at some numbers here at halftime. For the Jackson Center Tigers, as far as rebounds go, 13 total rebounds. Seven of those are offensive rebounds. Bradford with just four rebounds, so Jackson Center has out-rebounded Bradford 13-4. Turnovers, one turnover committed by the Jackson Center Tigers in the first half. That's incredible at any level.
It is.
And the Bradford Railroaders have committed nine turnovers. Mike, let's take a look at the individual scoring here in the first half.
Individual scoring in the first half. Jackson Center has six people with some points. Mason Flatfoot has four. Christopher Elkert has eight. Garrett Pringer has five. Two for Jaron Reese. Aiden Reichert has four. And Camden Reese has four as well. On the other side of the board, the Railroaders have three people in scoring range. Keegan Fair with three. Gage Wills with two. And Tavin Leach has five.
Wilson Health Sports Medicine presents our halftime. They are the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Laramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkin's, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site service for student athletes. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, a proud sponsor of our halftime here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as this. She started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
We are pleased to promote Hoying & Hoying Builders in Anna as a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Hoying & Hoying has served Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. We specialize in custom-built homes on your lot and any of our lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We offer services including home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying & Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, Hoying & Hoying Builders currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. They are in the Anna School District and offer high-speed internet. For information and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. That's 937-394-7144. Also, Hoying & Hoying Builders are looking for highly skilled workers in the construction and finished carpentry field. You'll be working with high-quality craftsmen in the region. If you're interested, for more information, give them a call at 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create at Hoying & Hoying Builders of Anna. Local Equipment is our student-athlete spotlight sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. And our halftime highlight, student-athlete highlight, is underwritten by Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Local promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast, which was 14 years ago.
Wow.
And Mike, you and I were both a part of that.
We were.
Thank
Seems
you.
Seems like it's been a long time ago.
It does. Local once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name Local. Highlighting tonight's Local student spotlight for Bradford seniors Gavin Trevino and Keegan Fair, and for the Jackson Center Tigers, Mason Platfoot, Christopher Elkert, Garrett Heitkamp, Clay Akers, Garrett Pringer, Jaron Reese, and Calvin Winters. Those are our student spotlight, highlighted spotlight players from Local Equipment here on scoresbroadcast.com at the half. Thank you to Local Equipment.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Local Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Local's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Local Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Local began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Local for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Local Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And this is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
your radio on the phone for high school sports.
Our halftime score here at Piqua, Jackson Center leads Bradford 27-10. We're pleased to promote Pinnacle Sports Therapy at 700 East Park Street in Fort Laramie as a new sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Physical therapist and owner Jim Spitzer has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist. He works on a one-on-one individual basis with you, develops a truly customized treatment program for you, and to maintain great progress, he creates a specialized home plan for you as well. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, and all kinds of sports injuries. He treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie also accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workman's compensation. Most insurance companies may not require a physician's referral to visit Pinnacle Sports Therapy. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good person to know. For the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, located at 700 East Park Street in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, let us help you move forward. And back to second half action as we're underway here at Piqua High School. Bradford with the basketball to begin play here in quarter number three. And a pass attempted inside gets knocked away, but it goes off the hand of a Bradford player back across the timeline. It's retrieved, I should say.
Easy.
And it's called over and back. So basketball goes to the Tigers. Our score, 27-10. Jackson Center up 17 here as we begin third quarter play. Winner of this game, as we mentioned earlier, will get the Rushi Raiders in the next round. Here's a drive on the left baseline by Aiden Reichert. He goes up strong with the shot. Can't get it to fall, but he is hacked on the arm. So he'll shoot two. Fouled on the play by Gage Wills. Wills second. Team's first here in the second half. Aiden Reichert shooting two. First one's good. 28-10, Jackson Center. Aiden Reichert will get a second. Second free throw, Aiden Reichert. It's up. In and out, no good. Tap for the rebound, fought for underneath by Garrett Pringer, but it goes off his leg and out of bounds. Micah would like to mention, for our fans listening out there, the Sydney Yellow Jackets did pull out their tournament win tonight over Fairmont. 60-59, the Yellow Jackets win their opening round game. So congratulations, Coach John Willoughby and the Yellow Jackets on their opening round win tonight against Fairmont down at Centerville.
Fairmont. I think you said Fairmont.
Okay. Fairmont. Sydney wins 60-59. That's all that matters.
That's right. Aaron pass.
Aaron pass by the Bradford Railroaders. Jackson Center will have possession. Left side of the court it goes. Clay Akers in the game. Top of the key. Fake up for Garrett Pringer. He decides not to shoot it. He gets it back. Looks inside. Now dribble drive. Kicks it out to the left corner to Camden Reese. Reese inside to a teammate.
Oh, got it.
Good. And foul. And I believe that's Aiden Reichert. Problem is, it looked like he kind of hit his head on the floor as he went to the ground. Aiden Reichert, the big 6'5 junior for Jackson Center, averaging 19.3 and 7 rebounds a game. He's going to be okay. He gets up. Last thing that Scott Elkert wants to see right now would be another injury to one of his players. Free throw, good. 31-10, Jackson Center leads. 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Bradford brings it across the timeline. Landon Monin. Jones. Jones over to Leach. Gets it back to Connor Jones. Jones looks for the cutter, but he's cut off nicely there. Good defensive play by Camden Reese. With the basketball, Gage Wills holds it over the top of his head. Gets it now to Landon Monin. Monin over to Keegan Fair. Fair over to Leach. Leach tries to drive. Finally kicks it out. Landon Monin, stop, pop, off the back of the rim, no good. There's Aiden Reichert, the big man with the rebound. He's looking down the floor. He gets it to a teammate on a bust out. No good, as Clay Akers had the running start, but he couldn't finish. Jackson Center, though, with their own rebound. Here's a three ball, right corner. Out of the hands of Camden Reese, it's no good. Long rebound down to the Bradford Railroaders. They're running the other way. Oh, and here's... He dribbles it. Thought it went off his own leg, but
yeah.
Official says it's off a Tiger, and it'll be Bradford basketball. 6:08 to play, third quarter. 31-10, our score. Jackson Center up by 21. Bradford with the basketball on the inbound. Inside it goes. Strong
just
move inside
away
by Gage Wills, but it was just stolen away and taken away there by Camden Reese. Reese to Aiden Reichert. Left side it goes. Three ball, no good by Christopher Elkert. Long rebound out of bounds, goes out of bounds, and it's going to stay with the Tigers. 5:50 to play, third quarter, 31-10. Jackson Center leads by 21. Inbound pass, behind the arc it goes to Aiden Reichert. He fires a three, no good. Long rebound back down to the Tigers. Another offensive board. Jackson Center with the basketball. Camden Reese tries to go inside that time to Aiden Reichert, but he's double-teamed, and he's hacked on the arm.
Gage Wills will pick up his third.
Wills picks up his third. That's also the team's third here in the second half. Trigger man will be Christopher Elkert. He gets it inbounds to Clay Akers. Head fake. Top it goes to Pringer. Pringer gets it to Aiden Reichert. Reichert back to Pringer. Pringer stops, pops from three. Off the iron, no good. Rebound fought for underneath. And nearly coming down with it on a good effort was Clay Akers, but he couldn't quite hang on to it as it goes out of bounds. 5:23 to play, third quarter, 31-10. Our score, Jackson Center on top of Bradford. Again, earlier tonight, Fairlawn defeated by Covington, 67-59. Troy Christian in the second game here tonight defeated Ansonia. Tigers of Jackson Center, the number one seed in this tournament, lead this one 31-10 with 5:10 to play, third quarter. Bradford with the basketball, going right to left as we look at the floor here at Pickwell High School. With the basketball, Connor Jones. Jones gets it down to Landon Monin. Monin back out to Gage Wills. He fires. It's short. No good. Rebound, Eichert.
It's online. It's just short.
Aiden Reichert, the big man, dribbling it up the floor like a point guard. Dishes it off to Clay Akers. Back to Reichert. Now it goes right corner to Pringer. He looks inside, tries to get it into a teammate, but there's a foul inside. We got a hold on the tight on the Bradford Railroaders.
That one goes against Landon Monin.
Landon Monin picks up his first. That's team foul number four, and that was in the act of shooting. So going to the line for the Tigers is Camden Reese. He'll shoot two. First one off the rim. No good. Gavin Trevino back into the lineup along with Crickmore, Austin Crickmore for Bradford. Camden Reese, the 6'2 freshman for Jackson Center, will shoot a second free throw. He's got it. 32-10 our score. Jackson Center leads. 4:40 to play, third quarter. Bradford brings it up the floor. They look to the coach. Get the play called. Crickmore with it. Coach Jay Hall of Bradford yells out a play. Trevino with it. He looks inside. Nothing doing. Gets it to Connor Jones to Crickmore. Crickmore looks, can't find anybody. Finally finds an open man, Keegan Fair, at the top of the key. He stops his drill, picks up his dribble, finally gets some help. Bailed out by Connor Jones. Jackson Center's defense, very, very hard to penetrate to get anything close to get off a shot. Gavin Trevino with a dribble drive, right-handed layup, scoop shot, no good. Kicked out. The offensive rebound, shot up, no good by Keegan Fair. Rebound taken down by the Tigers. Here comes Jackson Center, 3:45 to play, third quarter. 32-10, Tigers lead. Ball goes inside to Aiden Reichert. He finally kicks it out into the corner. Now back out top, three ball, Clay Akers. Yep, got it. Clay Akers for three. 35-10, Jackson Center leads, 3:30 to go, third quarter.
One of the things that's impressive from our viewpoint that we have here is how quickly the Jackson Center can shut that middle down.
Yes, their defense is lightning fast. Mm-hmm. It looks like there's an
opening.
A little opening, yep. And all of a sudden it closes. And if we see it, you know Bradford is frustrated by what they see. With the basketball on the dribble out top for Bradford is Taven Leach. Leach gets it over Keegan Fair. He fires a three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, Christopher Elkert. He's bringing it down the floor. It goes the other way. Jackson Center on the run. Camden Reese with the shot. No, but he's fouled. Quick action that time by Jackson Center to get down to the other end. That's going to send Camden Reese, the 6'2 freshman, to the line, shooting two.
First one's up and no good.
No good. Second one coming. Garrett Heitkamp checks in. 6 foot senior for Jackson Center. And Jaron Reese also checks back in for the Tigers. Second free throw will be coming from Camden Reese. Camden lets it go. And off the rim, off the backboard, and down through. 36 to 10 our score. Jackson Center up by 26. Of course, Mike, as many of the listeners know, in high school basketball, in the second half, anytime you get more than a 30-point lead, it'll be a running clock.
Right.
And we're getting close to that.
Which will really speed this game up like it's not been fast.
Yeah, it's already been quick. You're right. Tigers defense, again, causing all kinds of problems for Bradford. They just can't penetrate the perimeter. With the basketball, Gavin Trevino. And he loses the handle on it out of bounds, but it was knocked out of bounds by Camden Reese. And Chuck McBee almost started to put another turnover down. He had it halfway marked down. Austin Crickmore left baseline. Layup, no good. Bradford with its own rebound. Second attempt, Connor Jones, no. Rebound, Tigers, and a foul.
Crickmore
grabbed Clay Akers after Akers grabbed the basketball.
That may have been frustration. He almost kind of grabbed him around the neck.
Yeah, and I think you're right. You're right, Mike. A little frustration starting to set in. You know, Bradford's, they're working hard.
They are.
They just can't penetrate that tough Tiger defense. Jackson Center with the basketball. It's Christopher Elker bringing it down the floor. He gets it over to Jaron Reese. Reese working against Crickmore. Crickmore cuts him off. Ball to Camden Reese. Reese to Heitkamp. Heitkamp gets it over to Clay Akers. Bounce pass. Inside it goes. Camden Reese back out top. Heitkamp. And Jackson Center with good ball movement. Here's a skip pass all the way across. And now it comes back out top. Clay Akers for three. And he got it. Clay Akers gives Jackson Center a 29-point lead at 39-10.
Oh, it'll be his second third-pointer of the second half.
And all 6 points for Clay Akers coming from behind the arc on two shots. A minute 30 to go, third quarter. 39-10 our score. Jackson Center on top. Bradford with the basketball. Dribble into inside the free throw line is Keegan Fair. And he kicks it back out to Connor Jones. Jones will reset it with Keegan Fair again between the circles. Jackson Center in that zone defense now, and they just ain't letting up. Bradford, little dribble drive, tries to go up against Camden Reese, and Reese is called for a hold. That'll be the first team foul against Jackson Center here in the second half. And
that would be his
far
third.
As turnovers go, no turnovers in the second half for Jackson Center, is that right? And one for the game. A head coach will take that any day, at any level. Gavin Trevino with the basketball between the circles. 1 minute even to play here in the third quarter. 39-10 our score. Jackson Center on top. Shot taken by Keegan Ferris, partially blocked. Ball comes down to the hands of the Tigers. Jackson Center down the floor. Quickly it goes. Jaron Reese. Reese gets it back out. Clay Akers. He thought about it. Around the horn it goes. Heitkamp. Oh, nearly an up and down. Jaron Reese somehow kept his toes on the ground. And here's a reach-in foul by Gavin Trevino. That'll be number 7. That'll be a 1-1. That'll put the Tigers in the bonus. Gavin Trevino picks up his first. Team 7th. Going to the line will be Mason Platfoot, 5 foot 10 inch senior, averaging 3 a game for the Tigers on the year. First free throw is up, and he's got it, and it's 40-10. And Bradford has not scored this quarter, have they, Mike?
They have not.
Nope. It's been a shutout. Second free throw, Platfoot, he's got it. 41-10, our score. We should now be in a running clock. I think it's 30. It's either 30, 35. I'm
I think
not
it's
sure.
35.
It's one of those whirls. Gavin Trevino with the ball, 20 seconds to go. Little dribble drive, now a fadeaway jumper, left baseline up, no good off the side of the rim. With the rebound comes the Tigers. 13 seconds to play, third quarter. With the basketball is Heitkamp. Over across it goes to Clay Akers. Akers, six
seconds.
Five. He's got to look for somebody. He finds Heitkamp. He lets it fly. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Platfoot with a backward shot. And he nearly got it to go, but it didn't. We played three quarters here at Pickwa's Garbage Gym. boys Division IV high school tournament action. It's Jackson Center 41, Bradford 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Welcome back to Pickle High School. I'm Jeff Bray with Mike Wick, sitting in for Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee here on scoresbroadcast.com. 41-10 our score. Jackson Center leads by 31 as we start quarter number four here at Pickle. Tigers with the basketball to start the quarter. Working the ball around, it's Garrett Heitkamp. Heitkamp gets it over to Mason Platfoot. Platfoot, oh, he nearly lost the handle on it, and he did, and he was the last one to touch it. Bradford ball. Blackfoot was ready to take the ball from out of the referee, but
didn't let
he
him
said, no,
that.
That's black ball.
It's that second turnover then of the game.
Second turnover of the game for Jackson Center. One in each half. 41-10 our score. Bradford with the ball, 7.5 to play. Oh, and here's the ball nearly stolen away. Blackfoot with a dive, and we got a whistle. And I believe the foul is going to go against Platfoot as he dove for the ball. He's going to get called for the foul. But boy, what a nice hustle that time by Mason Platfoot. It doesn't matter to him that there's a 31-point deficit.
That's a shame that that was a foul because really.
Well, the Jackson Center fans up 31 points are still unhappy about it. And you can't blame him.
No.
Bradford.
But it was good hustle.
It was good hustle. Bradford throws it inbounds. Gavin Trevino with the basketball. He's picked up there quickly by Platfoot. Gets it over to Keegan Fair. Fair to Landon Monin. Steal by Jackson Center. It's Jaron Reese. He tries to get it to Platfoot. It's off somebody's leg. Dive on the floor for it. Jackson Center comes up with it. Clay Akers gets it to the top of the key to Camden Reese. Reese, dribble drive, back over to Platfoot. Platfoot thinks about it, tries to get it in, kicked back out. Now top of the key it goes to Heitkamp. Oh, and another pass inbounds. And finally, after about three kicks, they call a kickball.
Got a sub sitting down here. There we go. It looks like Regula's going to come in for Jackson Center.
Carson Regula, 5'10 sophomore, checks in. And then Clay Akers will take a rest for the Tigers. 6:50 to play in the game. 41-10 Jackson Center. Pass goes out top to Regula. He'll call the play. Goes over to Jaron Reese, back to Garrett Heitkamp, back to Platfoot. Around the horn it goes, Camden Reese. The Tigers playing pass, waiting for the open man. Oh, here's a dribble drive inside. Shot, no, but a foul.
Yeah.
And good effort by Jaron Reese. He almost got that shot to go somehow. Foul on the play.
That's
Gage Wills picks up his fourth personal foul. Jaron Reese will go to the line for the Tigers, and he'll shoot two. 41-10 our score as Austin Creekmore gets ready to check back in. Austin Creekmore, the 6'3 junior for Bradford. Free throw no good by Jaron Reese. He'll get a second. 41-10. Jackson Center up with 6.5 to play in the ballgame. Second free throw is up and around and off. No good. Tipped around underneath. Platfoot comes up with it. Shot up. No. And rejected by Austin Creekmore. What a block. With the basketball is Bradford. Landon Monin with it. Monin over to Gavin Trevino. Trevino looks inside. Gets the pick. And screen set up from Jones. Now it goes around to the top of the key again to Keegan Fair. Inside to Creekmore. He loses the handle on it. But it goes off the knee of Jaron Reese. The ball stayed with Bradford. 6:08 to play in the ballgame. 41-10 Tigers on top. Crick Moore will throw it in to the left of his own basket. He throws it out to the top of the key to a teammate who tries to get it right back underneath to him. He throws it about 3 feet over his head. Turnover, Bradford. Goes, ball goes back to Jackson Center. Yep, if he'd have been 6'8 or taller, he could have caught that. Jackson Center with the basketball, 5:55 to go in the ballgame, up 41-10. Again, if you missed it earlier.
Oh, nice play, nice feed.
Nice feed inside. It goes to Jaron Reese, who finishes for Jackson Center. Earlier tonight, Covington defeated Fairlawn. Troy Christian defeated Ansonia. Also, the Sydney Yellow Jackets were winners tonight down at Centerville against Fairlawn in opening round tournament play. Shot no good by Bradford. Long pass down floor by Platfoot. Misses everybody except nearly got to cheerleader, who was the closest one to being able to catch it. He goes out of bounds. Ball back to the Railroaders.
5:30 to play in the fourth quarter. So far, Bradford's not scored anything.
Just Bradford has been held scoreless in the second half. With the basketball is Trevino. Trevino gets it over to Keegan Fair. Fair tries to drive against Camden Reese. Finally, the ball is knocked loose, but it comes lands into the hands of Landon Monin. Monin back out to Trevino, who will reset the offense. 5 minutes to play. 43-10, Jackson Center on top. Here's a pass inside, and nobody was looking for it. I'm not sure who it went off of. The officials say a Tiger, so Bradford will keep it. I'm not sure who he was throwing it to, but nobody
was watching.
Offense or defense, nobody.
Crickmore's heel, I think.
Crickmore will throw it inbounds. Oh, and it goes off the foot of Keegan Fair, who couldn't handle the pass. Yeah. Turnover, Bradford.
Thought Chuck was going to end up with that one.
Chuck almost got it. He was ready. Jackson Center brings it up the floor. 4:45 to go in this one. 43-10. Jackson Center pitching a shutout here in the second half against Bradford. Bradford with the same 10 points they had at halftime. Jackson Center's Carson regularly into the game. Gets it to Garrett Heitkamp. Heitkamp over to Camden Reese. Reese back to Platfoot. Little runner along the baseline up. No. Rebound, no. Platfoot at third time, no. Finally out of bounds. Stays with Tigers. Boy, Platfoot wasn't going to give up.
I don't have a number four in the book, so I don't know if you have it on the roster. It
looks like maybe Kobe Willoughby.
Kobe Willoughby, just going to check in.
Kobe Willoughby, a 6-foot sophomore, brought up from the JV team, checks into the lineup for Jackson Center. Tigers look to inbound. Finally do get it inbounds. This is Carson Regula with it. Top of the key now to Pringer. Pringer back to Regula. Regula looking. Finally left side it goes to Garrett Heitkamp. Heitkamp, whoa.
Man.
Somebody from Bradford got a hand on that one, and it went three rows up into the stands. 4:06 left to play in this one. 43-10, Jackson Center with an easy lead here. The number one seeded team in the tournament not having any problems here in round number one. Jackson Center with the basketball. It's Kobe Willoughby. Willoughby gets it over to Pringer. Pringer now over to Camden Reese. Jackson Center taking the time, working some clock. Here's a dribble drive down the paint. No good. Battle for the rebound. Brought down by Jackson Center. It's Camden Reese. He goes up again. It's no good. Jackson Center with a rebound. Here's a three ball downtown from Regula. No good. Rebound finally brought down by Bradford. Here come the Railroaders. They're in a hurry the other way. Keegan Fair up with a shot. No, and he's fouled. And Bradford now going to get two shots at the line.
Yep.
The score is 43-10, and Coach Scott Elkert is not happy with somebody, and he doesn't care what the score is. If you're not doing something the way you're taught to do it, he's going to let you know about it.
Yes, he does.
You don't stop coaching these kids just because they get a 33-point lead. And Bradford sees its first point of the second half on a free throw.
And Keegan Fair.
Made by Keegan Fair. 43-11 our score. Jackson Center leads. 3:26 to play. Keegan Fair with foul shot number two coming. It's up and
got them both.
43-12. Bradford scores its first 2 points of the game with, first 2 points of the half with 3:26 on the clock. of the fourth quarter. Tigers with the ball down court, and it's knocked away by Gavin Trevino. Good play on defense there by Gavin. Tigers throw it into the backcourt. 3:15 to go. Up 43-12. With the basketball, Regula gets it over to Pringer. Pringer with a drive. Up, no, and a whistle and a foul. And I'm not sure, but I think Pringer's going to go to the line. Connor Jones picks up his third to the charity stripe for Jackson Center. 6 foot senior Garrett Pringer. 3:09 left in this one. 43-12 Jackson Center. Tigers will play the Rushi Raiders Thursday night here at Pickwa's Garbage Inn in round two of this sectional tournament. First free throw's up, no good.
Jacob Vetter reports in for Jackson Center.
Thank you again to Hoing and Hoing Builders of Anna and Pinnacle Sports Therapy of Fort Laramie, two new sponsors here on sportsbroadcast.com. Second free throw, he's got it, and it's 44-12 Jackson Center. This is Trevino. Trevino gets it over to Jones. Connor Jones back to Trevino. Looking, skip pass. Ooh, nearly picked off. But taken there by Keegan Fair. Shot, no. Tigers down with a rebound. 2:50 to play in this one. Jackson Center gets it stolen right at half court. And here's a man wide open down the other end of the floor. Bradford with a reverse layup. Leach, no, he can't get it to go. Rebound, Jackson Center. That might have been the most open shot Bradford's had all night. Oh, and here's a bad pass. It ends up going into the hands of Jackson Center's Xavier Esser, and he puts it in for two. Xavier Esser, a 5'10 sophomore, brought up from the junior varsity, gets his first tournament points of his career.
It's got to feel good.
Bradford with the basketball. It's Taven Leach to Trevino. Trevino looks inside, now picks up a screen from Jones. Now gets it to Jones. Jones with a turnaround move. Shot up. No. Body fouled on the play, though, by Jacob Vetter. Jones will go to the stripe now, and he'll shoot two. Connor Jones, a 6 foot junior for Bradford. 46-12 our score. Jackson Center. 2 minutes and 4 seconds away from putting this one away for good. And the first free throw by Connor Jones is good.
Mark to that.
That one went way up in the air and then came down. Kind of a different angle of shooting a free throw, but it works for him. Second free throw. It's up, and he's got it.
Got them both.
That's different. But it works. 46-14 our score. Jackson Center on top. And with the basketball and 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Tigers have it. Ball goes to Xavier Esser. Esser with a nice feed to Garrett Pringer with a reverse layup, and he puts it in. Beautiful play, Esser to Pringer. 48-14, Tigers on top. 1:44 to play here in the ball game. Here's a shot by Bradford. It rims out, no good, as Keegan Fair had a good look that time but couldn't get it to go. Jackson Center getting ready to have Bryce Foster check in, and he must be a crowd favorite because as soon as he got off the bench and headed to the scorers table, Bryce Foster has missed the last 2 years with a shoulder injury, and he's going to check in now, and he gets a standing ovation from the Jackson Center crowd. Gavin Trevino picks up a foul, and the Tigers will shoot two. That's right. Calvin Winter, the 6 foot 5 inch senior, checks in. He had a shoulder injury, one shoulder 1 year, another shoulder another year, and he's checked in, and boy, he deserved that round of applause. Calvin Winter into the ballgame for Jackson Center. Congratulations, Calvin. Jacob Vetter nails the free throws, and it's 49-14 Tigers. 1:25 to go. And we got a body foul
against Vetter.
And now we do have a running clock. And Amon checks in for Gavin Trevino. Gavin Trevino, the 5'8 senior, with a good career at Bradford. Bradford with the basketball along the right baseline. Whistle.
He stepped on the line.
And he stepped on the inline. Clock continues to run. So we know now it's 35 points. Jackson Center with the basketball. 45 to play. Down court it goes. Oh, and it's batted away. Bradford coming up nearly with the steal, but the ball ends up in the hands of Jackson Center. Winner almost had a shot at it,
but he got fouled.
And you can bet if he makes a free throw, that Jackson Center side is going to go crazy.
The smile on that kid's face was amazing.
Student favorite. Boy, he deserves those cheers, too. He's had a rough way to go. The running clock's going to end up running down. But, boy, Winner's going to get a chance to put some points on it. And he got it! And the Jackson Center crowd goes crazy. And they do stop the clock with 2 seconds. Second free throw good. 51-14, Jackson Center. 2 seconds to play. Bradford throws it inbounds. One last final heave at the basket, and no good, and that's your final score. Final score, Jackson Center 51, Bradford 14. We'll be back to talk about this one when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Welcome back to Pickle High School's Garbage Gym. I'm Jeff Bray with Mike Wicks, sitting in for Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee. And speaking of Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee, they've got a lot of action coming your way starting Monday night. But let's take a look at this Pickle sectional and how things turned out here. Jackson Center wins the nightcap 51-14 over Bradford. So take a look at your sectional semifinals next week here at Pickle in Division 4. Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, the Fort Laramie Redskins will take on Mississinewa Valley, who was victorious last night over Lehman. Riverside will take on Botkins on Tuesday at 7:30 after Botkins was victorious over Newton last night. Thursday night, 6 o'clock, it'll be Covington, who defeated Fairlawn earlier tonight, 67-59, taking on Troy Christian, who was victorious earlier over Ansonia. And Thursday night at 7:30, the Rushi Raiders will play the number one seeded Jackson Center Tigers after Jackson Center was victorious here 51-14. And taking a look at some of the numbers here in tonight's game, as far as turnovers go, I will say this, Jackson Center, it doesn't matter who you play, who the competition is. The fact that you can go through four quarters of basketball and only commit four turnovers in a game is impressive.
Absolutely.
It don't matter what level you play at, and it doesn't matter what competition you play. Four turnovers in a game is something to be
Absolutely.
Praised. I'm sure Scott Elkert's happy with
Very much so.
As far as rebounds go, Jackson Center out-rebounded Bradford 33-9. Jackson Center had 15 offensive boards. And as far as turnovers, we mentioned four. Bradford had 16 for the game. Mike, let's take a look at the individual scoring in tonight's game between Jackson Center and Bradford.
Let's do that. So Mason Platfoot for Jackson Center had a total of 6 points. Clay Akers had 6. Garrett Pringer has 8.
Jaron Reese, 4. Aiden Reichert had 8. Camden Reese has 6. Jacob Vetter had 1 on a free throw. Xavier Esser had 2. And Calvin Winter, which I believe we should award the Clancy's Award to, he had 2 points, both made on free throws. Coming from Bradford's side, Keegan Fair. He had a total of 5. He will be our Clancy star of the game there. Gage Wills had 2. Connor Jones had 2. And Tavin Leach had 5.
And Mike, in case somebody's out there wondering, why did Calvin Winter get the Clancy's player of the game when he only scored 2 points? The young man came in with a little over a minute to play in the game. The last 2 years, he's not been able to play because 1 year he had a left shoulder injury, and then another year he had a right shoulder injury.
And his shoulder was still taped tonight.
And both shoulders were still taped tonight. Okay. And so he comes in with about a minute and a half to play. Crowd goes crazy, especially the students.
Picks up the foul,
and then he ends up at the free throw line. Hits 2 free throws.
And then gets taken out of the game. And gets a standing O.
He gets a standing ovation, and well-deserved. Congratulations, not only to Calvin Winter, but to the whole Jackson Center team.
Yeah.
Victorious tonight, 51-14. We want to thank our sponsors for tonight's game before we do Clancy's. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Lacal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in its western Ohio district, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Mike, our Clancy star of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, which Clancy's restaurant in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back to Piqua High School for our final time tonight. Our final score again, Jackson Center defeats Bradford 51-14. We'd like to thank these additional underwriting sponsors for making these webcasts possible here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brookins in Fort Laramie, there's no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dan Eidelman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eidelman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Dickman Electrical Supply, Industrial Supplies, locations in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Also, thank you to Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. Frisch's, what's your favorite thing? John Hip Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Laramie, a full-service accounting firm for you and your business. The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. Thank you also to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North at 937-498-7282 or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And thank you to Hoying and Hoying Builders, of Anna. What can you can imagine we can create in Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie will keep you moving forward. Also, these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulze and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your gift ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn, the gym of Rushi. And Mike, let's hear from Maury's Landing, also a sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Maury's Landing, located on Route 362 in Minster from Lake Laramie. Maury's serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's.
Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Laramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelette.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's, too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
And welcome back to Piqua High School.
Thank you, Mike. Next webcast, Jack Kramer and Chuck Mobile will be courtside at Sydney High School for the girls' sectional final game. Webcast time at 5:45. First tip at 6 o'clock, Fort Laramie against Riverside. And then in the nightcap, it'll be Mechanicsburg against the Botkins Lady Trojans. So join Jack and Chuck Monday night with more action, and they're going to have plenty of action for you next week. So just check the website for all the games that's coming up.
They're
going to be busy, busy people. So, again, our final scores tonight here from Pickle High School. The Covington Buccaneers defeat the Fairlawn Jets 67-59. Troy Christian defeated Ansonia. The Sydney Yellow Jackets defeated Fairmont tonight in their tournament play 60-59. And into the nightcap here at Piqua, the final game, it was Jackson Center 51 and Bradford 14.
And, Jeff, I want to thank you for coming back from South Carolina. It's always so much fun to work with you.
Thank you, Mike. It's my pleasure, and I want to thank Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee for making it possible. It's an honor to be asked to come up and do these games. Of course, you know, I love this. It's a passion of mine. And especially at tournament time, it's even better.
Shelby County basketball. It doesn't get any better than that.
I love it. And so, yes, thank you to, you know, to you, Jack, Chuck, the whole team at Sports Broadcast. It's a pleasure. It really is
a
pleasure.
Nice having you here.
All right. Anyway, our final score, final time in the nightcap, Jackson Center beats Bradford 51-14. Earlier, Covington 67 and Fairlawn 59. For our scores, broadcast engineer Ron Moody, and for Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, and my courtside engineer and color commentator Mike Wick, I'm Jeff Bray, wishing everyone a pleasant good night, everybody.
Good night.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.